Welcome to another edition of the Gold Nose Podcast. I'm your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me and my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is February 18th, 2020. I got a couple different segments here for this episode. I hope you enjoy it. First and foremost, the Daytona 500 was rescheduled. So at the time of this recording, I don't know the results of the Daytona 500. I just got into NASCAR a couple years ago. My favorite driver at the moment is Denny Hamlin. So I will have a Daytona 500 recap probably on Wednesday. But going back to Florida State, first segment is entitled Lonnie Johnson, the first great tight end at Florida State. My most memorable moment for Lonnie Johnson is when he blocked the kick in the kickoff classic. I want to say it was in New Jersey. Against Kansas, the Kansas Jayhawks. I mean, that just showed his athleticism. You know, he was a pretty decent player. He's from Miami. He went to Miami Senior. He was part of the 1993 national championship team. He was a second round pick in the NFL draft. Ran good routes, had good hands. At that time. Florida State really didn't throw a lot to the tight end, so we don't know how good this guy could have been. I don't think he played in the league that long. I think he only played like a couple of years, but he was the first, you know, notable athlete at tight end. When he, his NFL career, he had 163 catches for 1587 and six touchdowns, 1,587 yards, six touchdowns. He got drafted by the Buffalo Bills in 1994. He played with them for 4 years. And then he played with the Kansas City Chiefs in 1999. And, you know, 6'3", 250. Pretty good athlete, in my opinion. The couple of times that, you know, they would actually throw the ball to him, he was a pretty good player. Nobody really talks about him anymore, but to me, he was the first real athlete that we had at tight end at Florida State. And he's just not celebrated enough. And like I said in the previous episode, I'm going to try to focus more on, you know, players that helped get the program to where it is and they just don't get the love that they deserve. So let me know what you think about that segment. I'm going to move on to the next segment, which is entitled Fastest Knoll of All Time. And obviously this is fantasy, but I say 100-meter dash for the fastest knoll of all time. Who will win? My participants are Deion Sanders, Lavernius Coles, Kermit Whitfield, Tamarik Vanover, Tamorian Terry, Jawan Harley, Carlos Williams, and Greg Allen. Now, I'm pretty sure there's probably some faster knolls that I forgot about. I'm pretty sure some people are going to tell me in the comments, but these are the guys that I could think of. Deion ran a 4.2. All right. Lavernius Coles ran a 4.3. Kermit Whitfield ran a 4.3. Tamarik Vanover ran a 4.3. Tamorian Terry runs low 4.4s. Jawan Harley runs a 4.3. Carlos Williams runs a 4.3, and Greg Allen runs a 4.2. Now, Greg Allen was, you know, one of the great running backs of all time at Florida State. And Jawan Harley, he's one of the greatest athletes that you never hear about at Florida State. Everybody, when he came to Florida State, everybody thought he was going to be all world. He was Derwin James before Derwin James. This guy was a player, but for whatever reason, it just didn't work out at Florida State. However, he ran a 4.31. Look it up on the internet. He ran a 4.31. So, I guess let's see how many I got here. I got 8 participants here. So I guess we'll have to do it like bracket style, because I don't think there's 8 lanes on the actual track. So just doing this live as I'm recording this. Of course, Deion Sanders. I think Deion Sanders racing Lavernius Coles will be a somewhat close race, but I'm gonna get an edge to Deion Sanders. Kermit Whitfield versus Tamarick Vanover. I'm gonna give the edge to Kermit Whitfield. Tamorian Terry versus Jawan Harley. I'm gonna give the edge to Jawan Harley. Carlos Williams versus Greg Allen. Greg Allen ran a 4.28, so I'm gonna give the edge to Greg Allen. All right. Deion Sanders versus Kermit Whitfield. I got to get an edge to Deion Sanders. Jawan Harley versus Greg Allen. I got to get an edge to Greg Allen. Then in the final heat, Deion Sanders versus Greg Allen, 4.28. Nobody knows what Deion Sanders actually ran in the 40. I mean, we've never actually seen Deion go full speed, and I think that was by design by him. I don't think he ever wanted anybody to know how fast he really was. So, man, I'm gonna have to get an edge to Deion, man. You know, it's hard because You don't know Deion's 40 time. I mean, I would venture to say it's at least 4.25. I say his rookie year in the league or his senior year at Florida State, he was probably a 4.25 easy, because he could just, you know, I think I watched a highlight, when he was with the Falcons, he caught an interception and he took like 5 steps. He was side by side with a offensive player and he took 5 steps and he was like 15 yards up the field. That's how fast he was, man. So, I'm going to get an edge to Deion over Greg Allen in a close race. You're talking about a 4.28 versus a 4.25. I think it'll be extremely close. So let me know what you think about that segment. If I missed somebody that was extremely fast at Florida State, please let me know in the comments. Xbox next episode is entitled Xbox X. Will I switch from PlayStation? I don't know yet. I've been thinking about it real hard, man, because I think I felt like I got duped on the PS5. I mean, the PlayStation 4, excuse me. On the PlayStation 4, I really wanted the college football game to be on college on the PlayStation 4. They didn't put it on there. I was very upset about that. That was really my only reason for buying it. And, you know, when I got it, and they said it wasn't going to be on there, I just kept it. You know, I was pretty much already mentally invested in it. I still play the game on PlayStation 3. I still upload videos, as you guys know. But I think I thought it would have looked so much better on PlayStation 4. And I don't know, man. I'm still going back and forth. I've looked at the specs for each console. They look very similar. I think what's probably going to separate each console is probably processing power and memory. What, you know, for $450, what am I getting? So, you know, whereas years past when I was younger, I would just buy it. I really didn't do any research into processing and memory and all that stuff. That's like really important now. So we'll see, man. Both consoles are supposed to come out later on this year, during the holiday season. So we'll see what happens. I'm pretty sure I'll do some more episodes on that when the time comes. So let me know what you think about that segment. Move it on to the next segment. This Saturday, boxing. Heavyweight championship. You got, let's see, Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury, part two. I'm a tremendous boxing fan, as you guys already know. Combat sports, MMA. I felt like Deontay Wilder got robbed in the last fight. I thought that 10 count took 30 seconds. I think Tyson Fury is actually the better boxer, whereas Deontay Wilder is the better knockout guy. And if he catches you with that right hand, it's a wrap. So whatever you have to do to avoid that right hand, that's basically how you're going to beat him. But all he need is 1 second and one hit, and it 9 times out of 10 is going to be over for you. I'll be at work this weekend, so unfortunately I won't get to watch it. But I will definitely, you know, watch the highlights when I get off work. And, you know, I want to see Anthony Joshua against Deontay Wilder. That's the money fight. And when Anthony Joshua got knocked out last year, that took some money off the fight. That took some of the swag off that fight. So hopefully Deontay Wilder can win this one, and we can get to see the fight that we all want to see. So let me know what you think about that segment. Let me know who you think is going to win the fight on Saturday. And I'm going to move on to my last segment in honor of Kobe Bryant and the All-Star Weekend. I'm going to flash back to 2001. To me, was the best All-Star game of all time. You had so many great players in this game. Kevin Garnett, Chris Webber, Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, Vince Carter, Stephon Mulberry. I mean, just talent everywhere. Sprewell, Allen Houston. I mean, just everywhere. And the last 2 minutes of that game were so competitive, man. Stephon Marbury and Kobe going back and forth. You know, Marbury come down, he hit a three, boom. Kobe come down, he hit a two, boom, back and forth. And then Kobe pulled up for that shot, and Dikembe Mutombo altered the shot, and he passed it to Duncan, who missed, and Weber tried to lay it up at the last second and it didn't go in. And it was just one of the more competitive All-Star games that I've ever seen. Let me know what you think. was this past weekend's game more competitive than that 2001 game? All right. And that's going to conclude this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. It's available on YouTube. It's available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify Podcasts. If you're watching, if you're listening to this on YouTube, please scroll down to the description. Click on one of the links, rate, review, and subscribe. I appreciate everyone who listens every day. It means a lot to me. I thank you for your support. And as always, go Noles.